the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, سلام علیکم and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this episode to listen to. It's about how to control thought according to Islamic point of view. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, 8th of Shaban, 1445, 29th of Bahman, 1402, and 18th of February, 2024. Those are according to different calendar. Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and Christian Gregorian calendar. Be with us. We'll listen to chapter Ar-Rum from the Holy Quran, verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs for a people who give thought.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
A spouse must be the cause of peace, not the cause of agitation and anxiety. The aim of marriage is not often only satisfying the sexual instinct, but the aim is mostly reaching to spiritual and bodily tranquility. And since the continuation of this relaxation between spouses, in particular between all human beings in general, needs a heartily and a spiritual attraction, next to the statement the Quran adds, and he has set between you love and mercy.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
How to control our thoughts? And what does Islam say about it? Do you know what makes your problem even worse than they really are? It's your negative thinking. Whenever you are indulging in negative thinking, unconsciously you are stretching out your problems so that you become problem-oriented instead of being solution-oriented. What's the origin of negative thoughts and where does it come from? That's a big question. Well, it's generated by no other sources but your own mind. Your mind produces these thoughts when you are doubtful and tense about something. It might be anything such as thinking about bad experiences in the past or thinking about things that are beyond your capacity to understand and making wrong assumptions.
Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to ward off demonic thoughts. That is, how can we get rid of these demonic and satanic thoughts? The fourth factor that we need to know about and look at it as a way to combat the negative and bad thoughts is filling our time. Negative and ugly thoughts are like disease-causing viruses. The body's defense system is such that when the human body lacks nutritional and vitamin and has low resistance, it is then that disease-causing viruses penetrate the human body, cause illness. Similarly, when a person's mind is empty and they have no goal or plan for themselves, it is then that ugly and negative thoughts come to them. Therefore, one should consider various plans according to one's ability, need, and situation. In this case, our life is such that we have a plan for every hour of ours, and ugly and negative thoughts find no way to infiltrate our minds. The next point to combat the negative and ugly thoughts, or let's say demonic thoughts, is to have a good brain nutrition. Let's try to read a few verses of the Holy Quran and or say some dhikr before going to sleep at nights. These actions will cause our brain and subconscious to work with those verses and dhikr or adhkar that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until morning. Embedding these positive concepts in our minds throughout the day and not giving room for ugly and negative thoughts. So it would be the natural outcome of such remembrance and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your
as the new series of today's special, in this part, we'll learn about, we get familiar about ways to kill our negative thoughts. One way in our suggestion list is taking a Salah time out 5 times a day. One of the best ways to stop overthinking is to remind ourselves of our ultimate goal before the stress gets to us. That ultimate goal is paving our way to Jannah, paradise. So use the 5 daily prayers as a time out where you distance yourself from the shortcomings of life and become more hereafter-oriented. After all, when it comes to this world and the hereafter, the latter should always be your number one priority.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny. You're my revenue.
Identifying the thoughts we want to change. It goes without saying that you have to figure out what's on your mind before you can begin to control it. Nearly everyone experiences discouraging thoughts or emotional setbacks from time to time. If you're currently experiencing some life challenges, you might find it even harder to maintain control over spiraling thoughts or your overall mindset. Occasional instructive thoughts are pretty normal too. They can be distressing, but they often pass as quickly as they introduce it, especially when you don't engage with them. Identifying specific thoughts and patterns can help you make the most out of the other tips. Sayyid Saleh Al-Ghazwini.
What is the story behind the whispers of shaitan? I'm sure you all recite the last chapter within the Holy Quran. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهَ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. The one who whispers in the hearts and the minds of people. He doesn't whisper in my ears, but he whispers within my inner existence. So who's Waswas al-Khannas? What's the story behind this? The last chapter within the Holy Quran was revealed after this ayah was revealed. What is the ayah? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Tell my servants that have drowned themselves in sin not to give up hope with Allah, to seek repentance, to come back. And Allah shall forgive all their sins. The most beautiful verse in the Quran. When this verse was revealed, Shaytan called all his troops. All his troops, he said, gather. Have you read the verse in the Quran? Allah says He will forgive all the sins. How can we counter this? So each one of His troops, each one of His allies, the shayateen, began to say something. Until this one, this evil, al-waswas al-khannas, the repetitive whisperer, he's one of the allies, one of the shayateen. His name is al-waswas Al-Khannas, the repetitive whisperer, came and he said, I will whisper in their hearts until they commit the sin, and then I will whisper in their hearts until they procrastinate repentance. You procrastinate repentance, we say, let's wait until the big nights of Ramadan. Who knows that we're gonna live until the big nights of Ramadan? Has anyone ever spoken of a guarantee that, listen, I know for a fact I'm going to live for the next 5 days? Nobody. No one. Rasulullah himself, the greatest of God's creation, Allah tells him, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You will die and every one of them will die. No one has a guarantee.
So, for this episode of today's special, we spoke about controlling our thoughts and one or two ways of killing our negative thoughts. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic to discuss about it. And till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا
فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, how about listening to words of wisdom from the Messenger of Mercy, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The most intelligent of people are the most fearful of God and the most obedient to him. The most unintelligent of people are the most fearful of the rulers and the most obedient to them.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about another beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, in which the Prophet says that وَمَنْ رَمَى مُحْسَنًا أَوْ مُحْسَنَةً أَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَهُ وَجَلَّدَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا مَلِكٍ ملك من بين يديه ومن خلفه وتنهش لحمه حيات وعقارب ثم يؤمر به إلى النار. The Prophet says that the person who accuses falsely a chaste man or a chaste woman of indecency, ومن رمى محسنا, محسن mean a chaste man, أو محسنة, a chaste woman, أَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَمَلَهُ. If someone accuses falsely a pure, let's say, man and woman, an innocent man and woman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invalidates all his good deeds. Ahbata means invalidate. All his deeds, amalahu, deeds, good deeds. وَجَلَّدَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ 70,000. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that. And on the day of judgment, 70,000 angels lash him from the front and behind and continue to do so till the order is passed for him to be put in hell. So that's why, dear brothers and sisters, we have to be very much careful and cautious. About what? About this, that we should not level false accusation against the innocent people. Because this is the very, the most kind of worst sort of sin that one can commit. Because if you commit this kind of sin, we will be absolutely punished severely by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. Because of what? Because in this case, you level a kind of accusation against someone who is innocent, who is sinless, who is infallible, making no mistakes, committing no sins. Then if you accuse him, of course, it has a very severe punishment on the day of judgment, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish such a person based on this saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says that then وَجَلَّدَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ 70,000 مَلِكٍ, let's say 70,000 angels lash him from behind, and let's say from front. Then actually this punishment continuously will be performed for this person until the last order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to him or her, which is that he should be sent to the hellfire. For finally, after this lashing, or by the 70,000, let's say, angels, then he will be ordered to be sent to the hellfire. Why? Because of accusing falsely a chaste man or a chaste woman. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ruhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا, نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا, أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران, يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I welcome you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, among our brothers here, dear Ali Nasser, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasser, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah.
All right. So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well, dear listeners. Let's get started. Today, inshallah, we'll work on Ayah 16 and 17. Surah Al-A'raf. Surah Al-A'raf on page
152.
Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
Superb. MashaAllah. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshaAllah. So, remember that you will be a great reciter, inshallah, a great reader of the Quran, if you join our classes every day. All right, dear listeners, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, they might hear us. Okay. Hassan, Ayah 16 and Ayah 17 of Surah
Al-A'raf.
So, Hussein Ruhullah is going to read these ayah once. The first one, Ayah 16. Qala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم. Start please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم.
أحسنتم. علي ناصر, could you read the next ayah? ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. Yes, please.
Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم لأتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وأن أيمانهم وأن شمائلهم.
أحسنت. ثم لأتينهم. Okay, move on. ولا
تجد أكثرهم شاكرين.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Thank you. So, what do you think these two verses talk about?
The continue of the story of Satan.
It continues the story of
Satan.
Satan or evil or Iblis. And yeah,
with God.
Yeah. So, when Allah Almighty, Hassan, when Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam, yes?
Yes.
He commanded to
Shaitan
to Shaitan and all the angels.
Yes.
To what?
To respect or
prostrate.
Prostrate Adam alayhi salam.
Yeah, prostrate before Adam alayhi salam. Even show respect to him, and it was all about the commandment of Allah Almighty. It was not because God forbid, Adam alayhi salam deserved to be worshipped.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. It's not that. That's shirk. Yes?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So Allah Almighty wants to see who is more obedient.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
And also, of course, Adam, a human being, is better than angels, better than all the creation.
Yes.
So this is very clear. Look at the Tajweed rules once, then I will explain during the Tajweed rules, okay, what happens. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال. Make sure you read it correctly. How do you read it?
قال.
With a heavy sound, isn't
it? Yes.
So why?
Because letter qaf is a heavy letter.
The letter qaf has a heaviness sound. Or kind of a heavy
sound.
Quality or sound. Yes. قال. Yeah. Like غا خا را صا ضا طا and
Ba.
So these letters are heavy. Whenever they have a fatha and alif,
yes.
Pronounce them with a
heavy sound.
Super. قَالَ فَبِمَا. Look, ma, this is not heavy. Brothers and sisters might question us, what do you mean by heavy and light letters? What do we mean? Huh? When we say we should pronounce this heavily and we should pronounce these letters lightly, what do we mean? Do you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In heavy sound, we should open our mouth like this with ah sound.
Ah, when there is a heavy letter, it means you should pronounce it with an ah sound.
Yes.
Like kha, like ka. Yeah. What about light? What do we
light,
mean by light?
We should open our mouth like eh. Left to right.
Like apple?
Yes.
Ask me a question. Address. It's not address. It's not ask me. Do you say give me an apple?
No.
Or give me an apple?
Apple.
Apple. That's a sound. That's the light sound we mean.
Yes. Okay?
And the heavy sound, like the word, wow, that's
awesome.
Awesome. Okay,
yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Ali Nasir and Hussein and Hassan. So, قال فبما أغ this is a heavy letter. أغويتني لأقعدن. What's the important rule here? أقعدن.
We have قلقلة.
We have a قلقلة rule. Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, on letter قاف.
The letter قاف.
ساكن. It is سكون.
Mm-hmm.
So we should produce a bouncing sound.
Bouncing
echoing
sound.
Sound.
How do you do that?
لأقعدن.
Nice one. لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Shaitan says, look, what does Shaitan do, okay? What does Iblis do? He's so ungrateful. He's so evil. He says, he blames God that you misled me. You misled me, okay? He says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. As you have consigned me to perversity, it means as you have misled me, okay, God? Okay?
Yes.
Shaitan says, then Shaitan says, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ. I will surely lie and wait for them. I will stay in their way, okay? I will wait for them. For your slaves, for your, like, for the children of Adam, yes?
Yeah.
صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. On your straight path. First point, he blames God. Hey God, you misguided me. Come on, Allah Almighty had given you free will. Why not? Why? What about the angels? Huh? Yes? The angels? What did they do, Hussein?
They prostrated.
They prostrated. But you didn't. So it doesn't mean I have done it to you. You yourself chose your path. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He says, Shaitan says, and oh God, you will not find most of your slaves to be grateful. Hmm? If you want to know whether you are on the right path or not, how should you understand? If you are grateful to Allah Almighty, it means you are on the
right path.
Okay, guys. Thumma. Ali Nasir, tell us with the meme with Shadda.
Sir, before we start the tajweed part, I have a question that.
Yes.
Like my listeners have this question. Like in previous verse, Satan say to Allah that you mislead me.
Mm.
Can you give the answer why he said this? What was the reason?
Hussein, what was the reason? What do you think?
I think like he was coming to selfish that say that I am from fire and Adam is from soil.
He thought like he's better.
Yes.
Okay? then when God did not give him the value, when God kind of prioritized or kind of gave better place for Adam, okay, to Adam, this shaitan thought like, you have done it to me, okay? Because shaitan says, if you had, for example, gave me the beautiful rank of being better than Adam, okay, I wouldn't have been this way. I wouldn't be ungrateful. Thank you, Adi Nasir. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ Make sure ميم مشدد نون مشدد. You have to pronounce it.
With a nasal sound.
A nasal sound. Eh?
Stretch it for two counts. All right,
good. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ
ميم مشدد.
Yeah. Uh-huh, ميم مشدد. مِن بَيْنِ
إقلاب.
مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ No changes. وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ Huh? Is there any changes?
No.
No. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ
إِخْفَى
إِخْفَى You hide the sound of no.
Yes.
شَمَائِلِهِمْ
The mud is wajib.
Wajib. You got extended. Yes. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ That's all. So, very important points we mentioned, alhamdulillah, about these two verses. Refer to the Tafasir books in case you want to learn more. The tajweed points we mentioned. Now, time to recite these two verses. I will be reciting. Make sure, brothers, you listen and repeat. All right?
Yes.
Dear listeners, you could join us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم
قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم
ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم
ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم
أحسنت ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين
ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much Allah bless you dear brothers and sisters dear listeners Thank you so much for being with IRB English Radio Stay with us in the coming sessions Inshallah we'll continue our discussions That's all from us for today. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools Network, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Rahullah, and Ali Nasir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به
هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Ocean of Dua, your gateway to spiritual insight. Your host, Mushtaba Farzaneh, is here, and it's a joyous privilege to go on this journey of faith with all of you. Here is another episode continuing our discussion on the heartwarming messages of the whispered prayer Sha'baniyah. Through heartfelt conversations, insightful discussions, and reflections upon the rich heritage of Islamic wisdom, we aim to ignite a spark within each of us, awakening our spiritual potential and facilitating personal growth. So, without any more delays, let's dive right into today's segment of the Munajat. Get comfortable, open your hearts wide, and let's embark on this soul-nourishing journey together. Remember, I'm here beside you every step of the way.
إلهي إن من تعرف بك غير مجهول ومن لاذ بك غير مخذول ومن أقبلت عليه غير مملول إلهي إن من انتهج بك لم استنير وإن من اعتصم بك لم استجير وقد لذت بك يا إلهي فلا تخيب ظني من رحمتك ولا تحجبني عن رأفتك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, certainly he who recognizes you shall never be anonymous. He who seeks your shelter shall never be disappointed. And he to whom you turn to does not fall victim to dejection. My Lord, certainly he who abides by your path shall be enlightened, and he who resorts in you finds refuge. Indeed, certainly I have taken shelter in you, my Lord. So please do not let down my opinion in your mercy, and do not exclude me from your knowledge. In our last episode, we delved into the concept of seeking refuge in God, aiming to illuminate the idea of placing complete trust in Him. Towards the conclusion, we shared a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which unveiled that the Holy Prophet sought refuge in God for six specific matters: doubtfulness, polytheism, excessive bias, anger, oppression, and envy. At first glance, some characteristics typically seen as negative, like anger or doubt, may actually have beneficial aspects. Anger can come in handy, while doubt can lead to deeper understanding through contemplation. Thus, these traits, when channeled positively, can foster personal growth and societal progress. Didn't Prophet himself get angry sometimes? If not, why do we describe him as Ashadda ala al-Kuffar? So, what's the exact meaning behind this narration? Let's talk about each and every of them in order after listening to the narration one more time. كان رسول الله يعود في كل يوم من ست خصال من الشك والشرك والحمية والغضب والبغي والحسد. The first one is doubtfulness. According to Islamic teachings, doubtfulness can stem from various sources. One of them is not knowing something due to our ignorance. Surprisingly, this kind of doubt can be a good thing because it sparks our curiosity and drives us to find answers, akin to what philosophers do. Plato is believed to have asserted, "Philosophy begins with wonder."
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Another source of doubt arises from satanic temptations. It occurs when we are aware of the vices and virtues of a situation, yet hesitate to act. For instance, despite knowing that lying is morally wrong, we may find ourselves fabricating excuses when questioned about our lateness to work or school. We often rationalize these lies as harmless white lies, thereby yielding to the temptation. This second one is the doubt that the Prophet is seeking refuge from. The second one is polytheism. How is it conceivable for the monument of monotheism to feel threatened by polytheism and seek refuge in God? We have to know that there are two forms of shirk. The first one is evident shirk, practiced by idol worshippers. It involves equating peers with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as putting up statues and deeming them peers of God. Prophet Muhammad is so exalted that he isn't susceptible to this type of shirk. Instead, he seeks refuge from the second type, which is hidden shirk. Hidden shirk involves unintentionally and ignorantly attributing peers to God. For example, believing that medication alone can cure without acknowledging God's role in healing, or considering one's boss as equal to God in providing livelihood. These are few examples of hidden shirk that we must be vigilant against. Biasness, oppression, and envy are textbook vices and do not require further clarifications. Anger is also of two kinds. The type of anger the Holy Prophet seeks refuge from is the kind that clouds one's judgment, leading them to blindly unleash their rage and wrath. However, there are instances where displaying anger is not only acceptable, but necessary for conveying a message, as seen in the role of a parent disciplining their child. In such cases, it's not the child who is the target of anger, but rather the behavior that the parent wants to discourage. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best of virtues through His grace and mercy. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقلك يا حبيب شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world on the lantern.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is the lantern you're listening to. In the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to today's story entitled Truthfulness of a Young Boy Qadir. At the age of 18, he asked permission from his mother to travel to Baghdad to pursue his education. The city of Baghdad then was the hub of political, commercial, and cultural activity and the center of the world learning. On hearing this, his mother was more than happy to send her son off to follow the path of higher scholarship. It was for such a purpose she had saved 40 gold coins. As she prepared supplies for his journey, she sewed the coins into the lining of his coat for safekeeping. Before Qadir joined the caravan to travel to Baghdad, her parting advice to her son was, "Whenever you speak, speak the truth. Remember that the Prophet Muhammad said, Truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And the Quran tells us in chapter 9, verse 119, O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah and be with the truthful. En route to Baghdad, the caravan was assaulted by a band of robbers. As the thugs began to extract all the valuables from the travels, one of the robbers started to search Qadir's belongings. While searching, the robber asked, "Do you have anything valuable?" Qadir calmly replied, "Yes." On hearing this, the robber frantically searched further but could not find anything. The leader of the robbers asked, "Are you hiding any valuables?" Again, Qadir answered, "Yes." The robber asked, "What are you hiding?" 40 gold coins. Upon further searching, the robber discovered the coins hidden in the lining of Khadr's coat. The robber was now curious to know more about this boy, who was not afraid and insisted on speaking the truth. The robber asked, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to Baghdad." "What do you plan to do in Baghdad?"